Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we listen to new music from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And we visit an unusual New York City park that lies more than 7 meters above the island of Manhattan. But first, we tell about a building designer who just won a big prize. This week, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation named its MacArthur Fellows for 2011. Winners of this honor will receive $500,000 over the next 5 years. The foundation says its Fellows program honors explorers and risk-takers for doing interesting and inventive work. Among the winners is building designer Jeannie Gang of Studio Gang. The MacArthur Foundation praised the Chicago-based architect for a wide range of striking structures. Faith Lapidus has more about Jeannie Gang and her work.
47-year-old Jeannie Gang is one of the few women among major architects today. She is famous for her skill at tying together beautiful design with serviceability. Jeannie Gang also is known for her environmentally safe and sensible development. Her goal is to work with and improve the natural surroundings in which she works. Jeannie Gang studied architecture at Harvard University. She continued her education at the ETH Swiss Federal University of Technical Studies in Zurich, Switzerland. She also worked with Dutch architect Rem Koolhaas in Rotterdam before opening her own company. Jeannie Gang's most famous structure to date is Aqua in Chicago, Illinois. The 82-floor building was completed in 2010. It includes more than 176 million square meters of floor space. Aqua has both homes and offices, and even a hotel. The building is shaped like a rectangle that has been stretched in places. The areas sticking out are actually balconies. They are a mix of sizes and curvy shapes. These outdoor spaces create a waviness that looks like water. However, the wavy design also helps ease the effects of Chicago's winds. The shape helps to keep the building stable in high winds. Studio Gang has launched other projects in Illinois, Kentucky, and South Carolina. And the company is working with developers around the world. There are plans for projects in Canada, Germany, India, and Taiwan. Jeannie Gang says she became interested in architecture after seeing ancient cliff shelters in the mountains of Colorado. She says another major influence was her parents. Her father was a civil engineer who would take the family to see interesting bridges. Jeannie Gang says seeing her mother work with cloth also was an important influence. Ms. Gang says architecture explores the use of materials for different purposes. She told the Chicago Tribune newspaper that before starting a project, she thinks about the materials that will be used first.
Astronomers of all ages plan to gather on Tuesdays next month at an unusual park in New York City. members of the Amateur Astronomers Association will be studying the planet Jupiter from the High Line, a park on the west side of Manhattan. But they will be a little closer to their subject than many other New Yorkers. The High Line was built on a former railroad line. It sits more than 7.5 meters above the ground. The astronomers will be among thousands of people enjoying the park above the streets this autumn. High Line visitors take walks, see sights, take pictures, and enjoy flowers and plantings. Or they might just sit and rest while they look at the nearby Hudson River. The High Line is almost 2.5 kilometers long. The area was once home to freight trains. They carried meat, milk, produce, and other goods to upper-level loading areas at factories and storage centers. 10 years ago, it appeared that the old rail line would be torn down. New York's mayor at the time, Rudolph Giuliani, wanted to improve the neighborhood. His administration did not think what remained of the old railroad area was worth keeping. But activists worked hard for permission to create a public park. And today, visitors can walk the High Line by factories, restaurants, hotels, huge signs, and crowded streets. They also can see tracks from the old rail line. The line opened in the 1930s, but it was rarely used after the middle of the last century. An arts administrator and train lover bought part of the over-the-street structure during the 1970s. Peter Obletz paid the railroad company, Conrail, $10 for a piece of the line. He wanted to redevelop it for railroad use. Mr. Obletz spent 5 years attempting to do that, but he lost legal battles with governments and courts. He died in 1996 without meeting his goal. But some people praise him for wanting to save some of the former rail line, a piece of New York history. People from the community later worked to develop another goal. In 1999, activists formed a group to develop the land as a park. They succeeded in getting New York City to take control of the line 6 years later. The group, Friends of the High Line, is a nonprofit organization that provides 70% of the park's yearly operating budget. Work to develop the first part of the park began in April of 2006. The space included the land from Ganswort Street to 20th Street. It opened in 2009. The second area that was developed is between 20th and 30th Streets. It opened in June. A woman from Illinois recently walked on the High Line. She said she was especially interested in the many wildflowers. She said, "I feel like I'm on a floating garden." The Red Hot Chili Peppers is an old band with a new sound. The group recently released its 10th studio album called I'm With You. Lead singer Anthony Kiedis says the new album shows the Red Hot Chili Peppers have become a new band. He uses words like different chemistry and different experience to describe the group. Much of this change, he says, has to do with the band's new guitarist. Christopher Cruz has more. All my-
my life. I was swinging for the fence. I was looking for the triple, never playing good defense. I'm gunning for the glitter, every hot and heavy hitter. She was never really there, so I couldn't really get her. Said factually, I'm just a piece of it. Factually, the very least of it. Piece of work, I was really quite a jerk. Keeping score is such a bore, a busy mind could go berserk. I'm feast on this, I was fishing for a hook. So I took a little trip, and I opened up the book. I said, factually, I'm just a piece of it. Factually, the very least of it. Factually, it's just a medicine. Make you wanna cry, why don't they let us in?
That was Factory of Faith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers' new album, I'm With You. The band has been recording music since 1984, but 5 years have passed since the group's last album. The band's members have faced many changes since 2006. Singer Anthony Kiedis had a son. Bass player Flea used his time off to take musical theory classes at the University of Southern California. And guitarist John Frusciante left the group in 2009. The band's new guitarist is 31-year-old Josh Klinghoffer. He has worked with Beck and other performers, including Gnarls Barkley and P.J. Harvey. Anthony Kiedis describes the Red Hot Chili Peppers' new sound as more complex, layered, and dreamy. Here is The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie.
Lipstick, junkie, debunky, all in one. She came back wearing a smile. Looking like someone drugged me, they wanted to unplug me. No one here is on trial. It's just a turn around and we go.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers are performing this week in Brazil. They will spend the next few months traveling around Europe to perform their new music. We leave you with Monarchy of Roses.
Several of my best friends wear the colors of the crown. And Larry wants to build it up. And Sherry wants to tear it all back down, girl. The savior of your life. The monarchy of roses. The monarchy.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Demange, Jerry Watson, and Katie Weaver. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com or click on the Contact Us link at voaspecialenglish.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.